we got here? September 7th, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. On yesterday's program, I told you a bit about Trey Gowdy and how he represents so much about what's wrong with today's conservatism. That might have confused at least a few viewers. Some of you might have thought or still think fairly well of Trey Gowdy. But it's important to ask why. Why exactly would you have a positive opinion of Trey Gowdy? I'll tell you. Because you've been getting primed for a decade to have those opinions. Trey Gowdy is the perfect politician for the Fox News Daily Wire age of conservatism. He's the conservative champion. He supplies endless grist for the mill of 24-hour news cycles, but never seriously endangers the status quo, never makes any demands that could throw a very comfortable and very profitable arrangement into chaos. Now, here's how the Associated Press described it last May when Gowdy got his new Sunday night show on Fox. Conservative firebrands Bongino and Gowdy getting weekend shows on the Fox News Channel. That, my friends, is a problem. It's a big problem for the America First movement and for the country in general that Trey Gowdy is described as a conservative firebrand. We gave you some of the highlights yesterday. Trey Gowdy chaired the Benghazi committee, but let Paul Ryan hobble that committee so it would never do anything except make Hillary Clinton look bad, but then Gowdy failed at even that. Gowdy urged President Trump to talk to the Mueller probe when the only purpose of that would be to set up President Trump for potential entrapment. Gowdy told Americans, he told us, that the FBI did nothing wrong with the Russia investigation. And he was saying that in 2018 after we already knew about Peter Strzok, about Lisa Page, and the lies to the FISA court. In fact, Gowdy said the Nunes memo that exposed the FISA court misconduct should have, quote, no impact on the Russia probe. There's a lot more that's worth remembering. Let's say a little more about the Benghazi committee. While the committee existed, it was endlessly exploited as political fodder. Fox covered all of its developments. Even competing cable networks hyped up Gowdy as a boogeyman for the left with clips of him feuding with top committee Democrat Elijah Cummings. It was a reality television show. And in the end, we got a report that didn't even blame anybody for the Benghazi attacks. And it found no new evidence of wrongdoing by Hillary Clinton. This was a two-year, 800-page, big, fat, nothing burger. But that's not too surprising because that was the entire point of the select committee from the beginning. Steve Stockman was fighting for a committee in 2013. They dragged out giving it to him for an entire year. And when it finally happened, they handed it to Gowdy to make sure it didn't grow out of their control. So that's what we got. A waste of time, a waste of money, and an investigation that in Gowdy's own words was a, quote, unmitigated failure. Yet for years, we got relentless marketing of Gowdy as this hero for the GOP. There's a website, you should look at it, called Grabian. That website collects clips from TV news shows. If you search Trey Gowdy on that database, you get more than 1,000 clips. The vast majority of them, of course, were on Fox. It was a symbiotic relationship. Fox News is a 24-hour cable news channel. They need constant content to keep viewers engaged. The Benghazi probe was perfect for that. It involved all the key elements, sinister actions by popular conservative villains like Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Uma Abedin. You could have daily updates about the conflicts between Democrats and Republicans on the committee, which would seem so important in the moment, but actually turn out, in the end, not to matter at all. And best of all, it stretched on for years. So what if it didn't matter in the end? Fox got what it wanted. Now, if you don't remember the committee well, think of it like as a dumber, lower-stakes version of the Russia probe. Every day in 2017 and 2018, instead of talking about the border, instead of talking about dismantling the deep state limb from limb, there was a constant drama about the latest developments in Russiagate. It was by far the number one story on MSNBC, on CNN, and on Fox. But ultimately, the entire story was built on nothing. So Democrats never got what they were promised every night on Rachel Maddow. They never got the big revelation that would drive Donald Trump out of office and into a prison cell. Now, they did get other things. Several Trump associates like Roger Stone were trapped with process crimes. And for two critical years, years where Republicans held the White House, the Senate, the House, the party was distracted by a nonsense investigation instead of relentlessly enacting Donald Trump's 2016 promises. So the fake Russia investigation was a lot more useful than Trey Gowdy's Benghazi investigation, which brought literally nothing. And of course, Trey Gowdy was a big supporter of the Russia investigation. He rebuked Republicans who called out the probe for what it really was and who said the investigation should end. Look around a bit. You'll notice the pattern with a lot of Gowdy's views on a lot of very important issues. He wastes time on Benghazi, then admits it was a complete waste later. He supports the Russia probe and then defends the FBI. After the Capitol incident on January 6th, Trey Gowdy went on Fox and blamed the president for everything. On his Fox show right now, he's complaining about the withdrawal deadline from Afghanistan. He wishes that that war had been extended once again. I'm not saying that Gowdy is all bad, but in these times, conservatives need leaders who are all good, or at least brave and correct on the things that matter most. But there's a persistent pattern that the people who are presented to us as strong conservative warriors will ultimately let us down. They'll betray us when it matters the most. Kristi Noem, she was great last year on lockdowns. So, of course, Fox and the Republican Party made her a big star, and she's still a star. But what have we seen this year? Bowing to the NCAA on transgender athletes? Bowing to big business on vaccine mandates? But they'll still put her out there as a great GOP hero. They're still doing that with Nikki Haley. Can you believe that a recent poll has Nikki Haley as the third most popular Republican contender for 2024? Think about that. Nikki Haley opposes regulating big tech. Nikki Haley opposed President Trump's Syria withdrawal, and she wants conflict with Iran. After claiming to support the Confederate battle flag in South Carolina, she capitulated the moment she faced any pressure. Now, I'm not saying that she had to support the flag, but it's clear that her position was driven by political expedience and bowing to cancel culture, and that's pathetic, no matter what way you look at it. In 2020, she said George Floyd's death needed to be, quote, personal and painful for everyone as riots convulsed the country. And despite all of that, third in the 2024 polls. That's the power of having Fox and other outlets shill for you. Think about what Fox News's motivations are. No doubt there's some genuine America First conservatives at Fox News, but overall, it's a for-profit company that has done very well over the last 25 years. One of the best ways they can screw all of that up is by championing real America First populists too enthusiastically. They can't do that. That's how they get the left to kick them off the air. That's how they get shut down as a network. So instead, their incentive is to feed the public chicken hawk conservatives who rile up the base, who draw in the viewers, but never do anything so radical that it endangers the status quo. The status quo treats Fox News very nicely. And it treats other mainstream conservative sites well, too. Ben Shapiro does so well on Facebook precisely because everyone to the right of him is banished from the platform. The Daily Caller, run by a former chief advisor to Dick Cheney, has the same incentives. Appeal to the base with cheap junk food conservatism, the conservatism of viral videos and Fox News hits, no substance needed. Never demand too much of conservatives. Never hold them to account for their promises. Never push them too hard, because that could kill the golden goose. Trey Gowdy is one of their heroes, but he's only one. And since he already has his own show now, he's really aged past his shelf life. But there will be more, a lot more, like him. And the only way to improve the party, the only way to protect America, is to refuse to play along with that charade. A decades-long psychological operation has been carefully planned out and right now is being implemented. We've been propagandized by a complicit media. Amid all the mis and disinformation, the big question is, who can we trust? Jaron Jackson joins us to talk about exactly that coming up next on The Stu Peters Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you.
Mike is offering the sale of the year. You will receive 50% off his Giza Dream Sheets. Just go to MyPillow.com, and you will receive a set for as low as $49.99 with promo code STU. Or call 800-262-2403 and be sure to use STU at checkout.
Well, tyranny goes hand in hand with evil. That's obvious. Evil, the purest form of it, serves as the foundation for all of the problems that we're seeing around the once free world right now. Globalists like George Soros, the Rothschilds, his entire banking system, Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum, tyrants like Gavin Newsom in California, Nancy Pelosi, radicalized school boards, world governments. They aren't just doing this for fun. This is not a joke. Mandates, lockdowns, forced injections, censorship, the stealing of kids, herding them, shepherding them into an arena, injecting them in Australia, the overthrow of that entire country, the destruction of the nuclear family structure, the attempt to remove God from every aspect of life, including right down to license plates. There's something evil, wicked, diabolical about all of this. And I see the evidence, mountains of evidence, waterfalls of proof, that these people, along with many that I haven't mentioned for the sake of time, we could go on, are under the influence of Satan. I see it. I'll say it out loud. I know that you've likely seen it too, and I hope that you will soon say it out loud. Jaron Jackson is a West Point graduate. He's an Afghan combat war veteran who took the uniform off in 2015 to challenge an incumbent Republican for Congress because of corruption in the military. I know that's really hard to believe. The government shut down his restaurants in March 2020 due to the China flu, and he became known by the masses after his viral election fraud address on a worldwide live stream on January 4th, 2020, and Jaron joins us now. Jaron, it's great to meet you. I know that we've talked on the phone. We've exchanged some texts. I sent my Telegram crew after you. Had to have you on, and I appreciate you coming.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Good to be here.
So when you examine the world right now, is it possible to overstate the evil that I just so briefly described?
If we had more time, no. it's pretty obvious. You and I are in a war. Everyone else is in a war. The enemy comes in through our eyes and in through our ears, and they dominate the key terrain. Like you said, I'm a veteran. I think in terms of warfare. I think the gospel of Jesus Christ is the most destructive force to destroy people's mindsets. I think that's what we need to be preaching. At the same time, you understand that the enemy has arrayed the entire world schemes of graft and greed and corruption to get people complacent and comfortable. And it's through our complacency and comfort that now we're really starting to see the gloves being taken off. And I think if you look at Australia, it's like, dude, that's modern day Nazi Germany. And I always would have thought, I was like, how did they get to that in Germany? How did they get to where these are, you know, they could do this? Stu, I heard today that they're, you know, going to start leaving the unvaccinated people out of healthcare systems. This is an in-group, out-group. This is Jew versus German. This is so perilous, so dangerous. I have to make myself laugh about it so that I don't spiral down into a very, just spiteful rage. You know,
I think that's where a lot of people are right now. Is they're teetering, and I think you hit the nail right on the head as to where we are in the world today. A decades-long psychological operation has been successfully implemented and carried out globally.
Right.
And what is so shocking to me, Jaron, is the concerted effort, the lockstep between countries and between governments and between intelligence gathering agencies and militaries, and then, of course, the media, to carry all of this out. We have to literally undo in our brains the terabytes of information that we have downloaded from a complicit criminal propagandist media.
Yeah, I mean, just let's just take one example. So I was speaking with Lynn Wood a couple of weeks ago, and
great man.
I want to get completely out of the big banks, the Rothschild, central bank, global mechanism, which really is driving for a Revelation 13 type of one world government, you know, mass economy where everyone knows, what you buy, what you sell, you know, who can participate and who can't. And you think about, I put it on my Telegram station, for people to get out of their 401ks. If you have a stock in the stock market, one, the businesses that you're investing in, the reason why they're able to turn a predictable profit is because they're generally exploiting people halfway around the world. I don't want to exploit other image bearers of God. I also don't want to put money in the pockets of these godless commies. It's not an insult, it's an indictment. And if you think about this, when people, you know, have this luxury, this sense of security, they've outsourced. This is the lie that they've believed. They believe that they can put their money in a global monopoly that will then give them benefits in return, but they can't touch the money. Stu, you can't move your 401k without massive penalties. Why is that? And why is it in this $3.5 trillion budget deal that they just passed, whatever, they're going to start taxing capital gains? You look at what China did to Hong Kong. They're taking money out of their stock market. So whenever you think that you own something, do you really own it? Do you really possess it? And this is just one of the many examples of decades of programming. We've been programmed, invest money, leverage compounding interest, and then you'll be able to retire and what, like ride off into the sunset? I think that is lured people with a stick of deceit, or excuse me, with the carrot that's not there. And now that they own our money, now that they've got everything tied up, in America alone, we have over $30 trillion of untaxed capital gains that are just sitting there. How long until these godless commies see that and start to come for that? China's already started to do it. And this is just, again, one example of many where the lie of comfort and security and complacency has made it to where people now defend the lie. I'm not going to get rid of my 401k. That's my retirement.
Yeah.
Do you not see what's going on around the world? Do you not see how they're compelling you to do something? Do you not see that they're separating people who can and can't get healthcare?
And that translates into people defending wearing a mask, people defending this tyrannical government that is pushing them to the point where they are running, tripping over each other, physically fighting to get to the front of a line to be injected with something that has caused more death, more adverse events than all previous vaccines combined. Right. But they don't see that. They refuse to see it. They're living in this matrix world where they know that they're eating the steak that is not real. The steak is fake. Remember that scene? I know that this wine is fake, but I love the way it tastes. Ignorance is bliss. Are people afraid of the truth? Are people afraid of God because it is so truth, so gospel, so undeniable that they'll be forced out of this complacency destination of comfort?
Yeah, well, the Bible says in Proverbs 1, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. We don't have wisdom. What we have is an addiction to comfort. And because we have an addiction to comfort, we have treason for truth, treason against truth. The election audit is treason against truth. The vaccines, the VAERS system. I mean, that's just what's reported, Stu. That's not even like, I don't even believe that's comprehensive.
And only 1% of what's reported is accurate.
You have big pharma. And again, you know, is everyone knowingly, deliberately, viciously evil? I don't think so. But I definitely think that many of them are incentivized to complete and to participate in these systems that are clearly dangerous. They're not comporting with my liberty. And if you think about it, the essence of America is that we're made in God's image, and that because of that, we're given certain inalienable rights. We have taken that paradigm and we flipped it. And I think now one of the biggest lies is, well, we just got to get back to normal. Who made you the arbiter of what normal is? And how dare you think that you have the authority to give me permission to go back to what I want to do? Are you going to start snapping your fingers, make me get on the table and dance, smile at you, shine your shoes, massa? We are living in a time where people are enslaved to this notion, this utopian concept of comfort. And every mechanism around the world that seems to be in control and leveraging compelled behavior right now is telling us, do this so you can have a benefit. We've inverted the paradigm. We are no longer seeing ourselves as made in God's image. We're now seeing ourselves as beneficiaries to the Satanist cabal that controls everything.
So we have become used to or comfortable with this illusion of freedom, at least in my 40 years on this earth. You know, freedom is such a... We could have a whole program on just that word and what it really means, and the fact that we have never really truly had that.
Right.
We use wars in the name of radicalized fundraising, giant members of this global faction, some of the worst factions on the planet, use war, deceive us get us riled up to support something that ultimately only props up these people, fuels their evil, and leads to our demise and the demise of fellow brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, right?
Amen.
And
Amen.
So, I mean, this thing goes on and on. And now we're seeing some of the people that we have been educated, indoctrinated, groomed to believe are really there for us. For example, federal law enforcement agencies, intelligence gathering agencies, the commanders of our military are there to protect us. And now specifically, if you want to talk about parties, and this isn't about Democrats, Republicans, progressives, right, conservatives, liberals, none of that. This is about good versus evil. And only recently has that cloak really been pulled off. The blinders have been pulled off. And now we're seeing that some of the people with inside, for me, for example, I am a conservative Republican, okay? But I can no longer align myself with that party because I'm seeing all the corruption inside of that party. And some of these people that are supposed to really be there for us, some of the biggest superstars, some of the biggest so-called heavy hitters, some of the biggest heroes inside of that party are turning out to be some of the biggest traitors. What do you attribute this recent revelation?
I think it's we don't fear God. If we just cut to the core, we just don't fear God. Words mean things. When people say they're a conservative, the question I ask is, what do you conserve? If we're conserving the Constitution, then let's take a strict interpretation, because the founders sure did fight a big war, sure did spend a lot of time to give us Article 1, Section 8, the 18 enumerated powers of the legislature. And so if the legislature does anything outside of Article 1, Section 8, I'm sitting here going, do you guys conserve the Constitution? No, you'd conserve something else, big interests, big money, something else. Go to Genesis chapter 1 when God says, let us make man in our image. The idea there is that man has conscience. We're a moral being. Because of that, we reflect attributes of God. We know it's wrong to kill. We know it's wrong to steal. We know it's wrong to put other people under our thumb. And you realize in Genesis 1, man is given dominion over the fish and the birds and the creeping, crawling things. We're not given dominion over each other. Freedom as a word, freedom, D-O-M, dominion. It's you are free from the dominion of other people. That's where it comes from. If you look at the etymology of the word, it goes all the way back to ancient Assyria when there was starting to have slaves. And when slaves were coming outside of the dominion of other people, they were free. So free has its context from being compelled from other people. And you mentioned the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, the resurrection as the only way to salvation. Think about this. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 talks about making every thought captive to Christ. The Greek word there is akmolatidzo. Akmolatidzo is identifying what is a captive. How do you know what a captive is? He's the dude with the spear to his back. So we as Christians are supposed to bring every thought into our head and hold the Bible, our spear, our sword, up against it. And if it doesn't comport with the word of God, you kill it. What we don't do is, because we don't fear God, we don't listen to his speech, we don't listen to hear him talk, and as a result of that, we're enslaved to everybody else. And if you think about why this is, it's because of comfort, Stu. It's because of security. It's the expectation of good things to come. And instead of looking to God and say, God, you give me those things, and continuing to work diligently and understand that my life is not supposed to be, compelling other people what to do. That's why these Satanists are in charge. Their whole life, John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus Christ comes that we might have life and have more life abundantly. We have a system, a global system, that is designed to compel behavior.
I do not believe that the Satanists are in charge. I believe that they're completely being destroyed, dismantled, and that is why we're seeing them like rabid dogs backed into a corner. They're lashing out, they're biting, they're doing everything so expediently. Yep. They have this Trojan horse allegedly in the White House signing everything that will destroy this country ad nauseum. I mean, it's eye-popping what's happening here. But I think that's because they're not actually in control or in charge. And
that's the role of truth. That's what truth does. This is not hard. I was an infantry guy. We talked about maneuvers and bombs and bullets and everything. The Bible tells you to stand. Stand. Now, what do you do when you stand? You're telling the truth. The truth cuts straight through it. You get a Stu Peters on the internet, and he points to people who are just going around and doing pull-ups and fundraising and saying impeach Joe Biden. The supposition of impeaching Biden is that he's there legitimately. I don't want to grant that premise. Rush Limbaugh said, if you grant the premise, you lose the debate. I don't want to grant the premise that Joe Biden is the constitutional, valid president of the United States. And so when people like you on your show say true things, You could be the ugliest, worst spoken dude in the world, but you're saying things that are true, and that true cuts through the deceit. To your point, these Satanists are not in control. They want to be. The reason why they're losing and frantic and they're scrambling is because you have people saying true things. And the truth registers because it can withstand any amount of scrutiny. It will permeate any type of blockade. You can't stop it. That's why people, it's important to continue to say the things that are true. That's why the forensic audits are imperative. Why are we talking about tax cuts and border security and the budget? No.
Seems
I want
insane.
To count the votes.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
And everything else seems to, at least the forecast that I have worked out in my brain is, or that God has worked out in my brain, let me correct that, is that if we fix that, so many of these other things that we're talking about, the border, the masking, the mandates, the lockdowns, the forced injections, all of these things, the shredding of the Constitution, the stomping out your freedom, the stealing and snatching of your individual liberties, all of that stuff kind of works its way out. And now, as a process of going through this great awakening, we also then root out some of these people that we are talking about. And I don't think, and you were speaking of yesterday's open, that was, you're referring to Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I don't think that Marjorie Taylor Greene is necessarily a bad person. I think she might be kind of dumb. I think the people around her might be really stupid. And I don't know who would have encouraged her to do something like this when really in the state of Georgia, a forensic audit for her constituents is the number one thing, the only thing that she should be talking about. And some of the comments on Rumble, well, she went and stood outside the jail where the political prisoners are being held. Well, that was a selfie party. And really, 6 months later? I mean, come on, let's talk about real issues that need to be worked out right now. Let's step away from this deception and this superstardom is absolutely, it's very frustrating for me to watch that these politicians, these elected representatives who are there to do the people's work are spending their time in front of the paparazzi during workouts and, you know, celebrating this Hollywood lifestyle. I really don't care. Get to work. You work for me.
Right. So Jesus told us to judge righteously, John 7:24. I don't know Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Right.
I like the fact that she stood in front of the Capitol and said, people need to preach the gospel.
That's
Amen.
Right. Yes.
I want to have grace because I believe she's a Christian. With that, if she's in a position of public stewardship and she's got that power, she's a member of Congress, she needs to be receptive to people who put her there for them to say, ma'am, please focus on this versus that. But if you continue in your folly, what am I to conclude? Is it possible for someone to go to DC and have their belief systems change or their value systems be, viced against?
Yes.
People like, you know, and if that's possible, then what's the role of we the people? This is where truth comes in. Because whenever you say true things, I want the efficacy of the vote to be known. I want the truth of 2020 to be investigated and published. If people are against that, for me, it begs the question, why? And if you've got a platform and you're not speaking to that, if I bring that to you and you tell me to get away or you're going to continue to do your tours or your pull-ups or whatever, it's like, what are you really telling me at that point? Are you telling me that you're a patriot in support of the Constitution? Or are you telling me that you somehow benefit from the silence of putting a spotlight on the 2020 election?
And the epiphany that I just had while you were saying that is this. I'm not trying to be mean to Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm not trying to pick Amen. On her. I'm trying to hold her accountable. And I think that that's what we are supposed to be doing here.
Amen.
But the epiphany that I just had was when you're looking at somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene, like Jim Jordan, like Trey Gowdy, like Matt Gaetz, and you're discussing the possibility that going to Washington can literally snatch your soul. The enemy lives in Washington. I also think in Georgia. But the devil lives in these places and will literally try to snatch the soul of particularly those that are closest to Jesus in their relationship with God.
Yep.
I think that what we need to do, and I'll ask you, is get behind Marjorie Taylor Greene in some pretty fervent prayer.
Yep. Yeah. That's what we're supposed to do. As a Christian, that's what we're supposed to do. And that's why, you know, anything that I say, I always want to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because it cuts me first. It tells me that I am not perfect first. And that is a very necessary perspective when we're talking about we the people. Because everyone has their bias. Everyone thinks that they are right. And the gospel punches that in the face and it cuts you down. When you have that perspective and you recognize that this person is just a fellow image bearer of God, then now you can approach with grace. That doesn't mean you're nice. It means you're firm and loving. Margie Taylor Greene, I believe, is in the right position. I had a mentor. His name was Dr. Tom Coburn. He died a couple years ago, but he was a U.S. senator. He said that Washington, D.C. is designed to get your heart. It's designed to get your heart. If your affliction is the bottle, you'll go to the bottle. If it's women, you'll go. There'll plenty of good-looking women there. If it's money, you'll get money there. How many congressmen come out as Joe Schmo, you know, good old boy folks, and then they, you know, their portfolios are worth millions of dollars? What I would like to see is a fervent pursuit of the truth, a bold proclamation of that truth, and then bringing it to those officials, and then letting them, by their own actions, tell us what they've concluded.
And as because we're considering candidates, same thing.
Yeah, it's even to the point where if someone says, "I believe in God," what do you mean by that? "I support the Second Amendment," what do you mean by that? "I want forensic audits," what do you mean by that? Because if you support forensic audits in an election reform bill, it's too late, homie. No. We're going to fix 2020 before we ever do anything moving forward. And for me, that's the bright line. Because, I mean, at the end of the thing, and I'll shut up, you've got a lot of people that are pissed, a lot of people that are sitting here biding their time, obeying the law currently, going, why is there massive catastrophic institutional failure at every level? And who's going to be the one that does the right thing? And what I want to avoid is I want to avoid the war. I don't want Afghanistan to come to America. I don't want violence in the streets. I don't want that. Having killed people, I don't want that for other people. I don't want it for my kids. I don't want it for your kids. I don't want it for the future. So we need to be very firm, very focused on what the truth is, and never equivocate. Never equivocate on the truth, ever.
Man. I just absolutely could not agree more. And I don't know that I've ever spoken to somebody who can articulate it so clearly. Thank you. Jaron Jackson, do I reserve the right to ask you to come back again? Because we have so much more to talk about. And this is the kind of conversations that absolutely need to be had.
Anytime, as long as you don't make me wear a suit.
You'll never have to do that. Jaron Jackson, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
God bless you.
Wow. And I know iHeart is going to be upset. We blew right through a commercial break. I'm not stopping a conversation like that. God needs to be in the conversation in every single aspect of our life. And it's conversations like that that we are going to start having more often right here. So since I blew through that break, I'm going to use this time to do a little PSA here for Dr. Zev Zelenko, because I believe in him. I believe in his product. It's the COVID killer. This guy saved thousands of patients with early treatment in upstate New York when this COVID thing first hit here. Nobody really knew what was going on. 99.9% of his high risk COVID patients survived. He has a protocol that he has put together to keep us healthy. It's called the Z-Stack. You can find it at zstackprotocol.com. If you want to put your own together, fine. We'll never force you or hold a gun to your head, but I strongly recommend it. I take it. I'm healthy. It's the COVID killer, and I trust Dr. Zev Zelenko. If you want it, it's all in one pill. Go to zstackprotocol.com. Go to zstackprotocol.com. Dr. Young, coming up next, his microscopic findings of these vials. We're going to ask him about that and more as the Stu Peters Show continues right now. A lot of you have heard about Dr. Robert Young over the past 2.5 decades. Robert O. Young has been widely recognized as one of the top research and clinical scientists in the world. Throughout his career, his research has been focused at the cellular level. Having a specialty in cellular nutrition, biochemistry, and microbiology, Dr. Young has devoted his life to researching the true causes of disease, subsequently developing the new biology to help people balance their life. In short, Dr. Young has spent decades looking into a microscope. He's become one of the world's most prolific and outspoken in the field. Dr. Young went public recently with findings reported here on this show that are absolutely horrific. Dr. Young released images of graphene, stainless steel, parasites, among other things, found in the vials containing the ingredients alleged to be inside of these injections being referred to as COVID vaccines. And Dr. Young joins us now. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming.
Well, thank you for having me on your show. It's indeed an honor.
Of course. So immediately after publicly reporting on your findings, Dr. Ruby was on the program. I received a lot of feedback. People are obviously very scared of this. We always have suspected that there is something going on inside of these seemingly top secret ingredients of these vials. So the feedback that we got regarding your findings was that, but then also your credibility came into question. And I think it's important that we address some of those things so that we can get to the meat of your discovery, if you're okay with that.
I'm an open book. The good's out there and some of the not so good. It depends on the narrative and who's actually doing the talking.
Yeah. So one of the things is the majority of your awards, grants, the majority of your presentations are done in China, Asia, and otherwise abroad. Why none here in the United States?
Well, there are. In fact, I don't know if you're familiar with Morehouse College, but they have a school there, School of Medicine. My book, that was published over 30 years ago, Sick and Tired, was a textbook for the medical community and for the students there to learn this principle of contextual science and how it is to maintain the alkaline design of the body fluids. Well, after a year, my course at the School of Medicine was discontinued. And the reason it was discontinued was because the school was threatened. I mean, we're talking about the largest black college in the country. It was discontinued because they don't want this information in the system. It's going against the narrative as it relates to promoting treatment protocols, because my foundational theory is that germs do not cause disease. Germs are the symptoms of cellular breakdown that are caused by contributing factors, of which my research and those of others shows that 95% of all diseases are caused by what you eat, what you drink, what you breathe, and now what you're exposed to as it relates to or magnetic fields of radiation, both radio and microwaves, and of course also your emotionality, what you feel and what you believe. Even your thoughts can affect the internal environment and how toxic it is and how healthy the cells are based upon your even thought processes. So personal responsibility, and rather than taking drugs or doing vaccinations, it's education rather than medication. It's education rather than vaccination. It's empowering people to take their bodies back and take control of their bodies, realizing it, it's their body, their life, and ultimately it is their choice.
So to the question about the grants, the presentations, the awards, they're not here in the United States because essentially because the messenger has been attacked and your message doesn't fit
the narrative. Has been attacked and they don't want to recognize this conflict with the theory of germs cause disease, the Pasteurian theory. In contrast with that, which is the contextual environmental theory, that the terrain is everything, the germ is nothing. And if that internal environment is compromised, since we are a body of water, and I use this metaphor, if the fish is sick, what do you do? Do you vaccinate? Do you treat the fish? Or do you change the water it swims in? Okay, that's the answer to that is the fish is only as healthy as the water it swims in. The human cell is only as healthy as the body water that it is bathed in. Those fluids are called the interstitial fluids, and they are contained within the largest organ of the human body, referred to as the interstitium. It is the interstitium where we find the genesis of or the cause of cancer, for the cause of severe acute respiratory disorders, where we find the genesis for any sickness and disease begins in these fluids. If you can manage those fluids, you can then prevent or reverse any sickness or disease.
The fish water analogy is perfect. I mean, that helps me really to understand a whole lot. On your website, under scientific articles, by the way, everybody, his website, Dr. Young's website is drrobertyoung.com. And there's a section there called scientific articles. That's where we found the scanning and transmission electron microscopy revealing graphene oxide in COVID-19 vaccines. That was of particular interest because we have been reporting on these findings for quite some time, and the vindication is really important amid all of the globalist-funded fact-checkers and these so-called mainstream media, basically the propaganda arm of these globalists. So initially, you posted a series of pictures, several which came from the Spanish researchers who originally reported their findings under microscopy of graphene oxide, but there was no credit given to La Quinta Columna until Dr. Ruby pointed it out to you through Romola D. of the Everyday Concerned Citizen, where you originally broke your own findings of graphene and other toxic materials. So the question a lot of people had who were questioning your credibility is, why is that? Why no credit to La Quinta Columna?
Well, I gave them credit, and it was mentioned. It was not. It was mentioned in the footnotes, just as they, not the footnotes, but the references. It's actually reference number 4. So I've given credit to everyone that wanted credit, that asked to be credited. I asked permission because I don't take something freely. And so with that, that narrative actually changed to, yes, we want to be recognized and have credit. And therefore, you know, I have put the reference there and recognize their good work and their contribution to a body of work that I've been involved with for the last 4 decades. So, and it answers a lot of the pieces of the puzzle. So I'm grateful to the Spanish group. I'm grateful to the Italian group. I'm grateful for the Japanese group. I'm grateful for the German group. I'm grateful for those scientists in the United States that are stepping up and providing the evidence and validating using the scientific method to prove out what is not being told to us. And what's not being told is the intention of the inoculation when you have something that is basically inert. And when you come from my world, here again, you don't inoculate, you don't treat disease with disease. That's witchcraft.
Yeah.
You treat disease by restoring an environment that's conducive for health and well-being.
So knowing where the information comes from obviously is very important to people. And I'm appreciative of your willingness to address these things, because the content, the meat and potatoes of your findings, is so crucially important right now. And so I hope that you can appreciate and understand why we're going there. So just one more question on that, and then we're going to get into the findings that we found on your website. Do you have a relationship? And if so, what is it? Specifically with the Chinese Communist Party?
You know, Stu, I've never been asked that question. But yes, I was in China in 1999. I was invited to work at the major hospital. I lectured at Tsinghua University. And yes, I was made offers, of which I refused. My loyalty is to America. My loyalty is to my, you know, I'm a father. You know, I'm a grandfather. You know, I love my children. I love the country that I was born in. I'm grateful. I come from the royal family, you know, from the Bernadottes, from the royal family, the royal family of Sweden. That's my roots. We gave all of that up for America. We gave it up because we wanted to be able to practice our belief systems. And that's why my great-great-grandfathers came here. That's why my great-great-grandfather Brigham Young came here. That's why he took hundreds of thousands of people, and now millions of people, you know, to settle, you know, the new frontier, the western part of the United States.
So you rejected those offers, and currently do you now have a relationship with the CCP?
I do not have a relationship with them. I rejected those offers. And, you know, do I communicate? There are good people in every country, you know, but I do not have a relationship with the Chinese government. I refuse that relationship because I don't want to live in China. I want to live in the home of the free and the land of the brave. I want to be an American first, which I am, and I want to be a patriot. And this is what motivates me, Stu. It motivates me to empower people to take back their freedoms and to protect those freedoms. And one of the freedom is freedom of choice, whether to be inoculated or not to be inoculated. For those who decide that, that is your choice. And I respect that. But I think if you do this in ignorance or with lack of knowledge, this could be harmful for you.
I think a lot of people are. I mean, a lot of people have been propagandized. And ironically, a lot of those propaganda tactics came from the Chinese Communist Party. They're used constantly there in North Korea, of course, previously in Russia, things like that. So that is why I think it was important to ask you if there's currently a tie to the Chinese government. You have said no, I'll take you at your word, and I want to move on. On your website, you describe your methodology, your findings on these vials. There was not a mention of the chain of custody of the vials, so how did you come to acquire these vials from Pfizer, AstraZeneca, J&J, and Moderna, and how did you validate that they were indeed authentic?
Well, number one, I cannot reveal the source of how I received the vials, but they were sealed both in the box. The boxes were sealed. They were sent to my possession, and I originally broke the seals and opened up the vials. So this was important to me. But here again, I've outlined for others who want to, whether you're whatever country you're from, to be able to perform, you know, the TEM and the SEM, the scanning electron micrographs, the phase contrast, the bright field or the dark field microscopy that's necessary, the electrolysis to map out or to see the signature, light signatures of these particular elements contained within these vials, is important that it is duplicated. So you have the blueprint. You have the blueprint for other scientists around the world, and you have other groups that are doing this.
And I'm not a scientist, but I have been told that that is good science. That's a good practice of science, because science is constantly evolving, and scientists are constantly bouncing things off of each other, redoing the experiments, redoing the science, retesting the tests, all of those things. How many vials of each company's ingredients did you analyze?
The number of vials that were evaluated were anywhere from 2 up to 6. And these vials here came not only from the first session, but also from the second. But none of the boosters have been evaluated. We do have additional information, you know, and the possibilities of doing this. And of course, that's one of the questions that is asked. Are you going to be looking at the material, the aqueous solution of these different companies? And the answer is, I would love to do that, but I also want to see what the effect of those are on the human body. It's one thing to look at the actual contents of the vial. It's another thing to look at the effects of that inoculation into the interstitium fluids and to see its effect if it passes through into the vascular fluids, and what does the body do from that. So some of my micrographs are showing what are called Heinz bodies, and these Heinz bodies are crystallized hemoglobin of the red blood cell as the blood is taking up the toxicity of what's in that particular vial or that inoculation that's received. And this is being done 24 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours, or 36 hours after to actually see what the effect is on the most important cell of the human body, and that is the blood and the most important molecule of the human body, which is the hemoglobin molecule, which is on the first line of defense for immunity. Now, a lot of people have that confused. When I say that, they suggest that immunity is provided by the white cells. This is a fallacy. White blood cells provide a janitorial service. They pick up the mess after, so to speak, the collateral damage, and we're seeing mycotoxins and endotoxins and the genetic fragments of cells that have been broken down. It is the stomach, which is at the first line of defense, to produce two compounds, sodium and potassium bicarbonate. The byproduct of that is a waste that causes an upset stomach. It's called hydrochloric acid. But you know when you're producing alkalinity, or you know when you're producing, when you're running a marathon, you know, and your body needs to neutralize the lactic acid, and you have a belly full of hydrochloric acid, which is the waste product of that biochemical equation between the body taking carbon dioxide, salt, and water to produce this. But it is sodium bicarbonate, a simple compound that will literally protect you from the biological warfare that's going on. The stomach can't do it by itself. You have to supplement or somehow introduce this either through nebulization, through colon infusions, or through IV in order to alkalize and hyperperfuse alkalinity to protect yourself. A lot of people, Stu, don't even know that the interstitial fluid pH should be at an 8.4, much like the fluids in the small intestine. The ideal environment for stem cell production in the crypts of the small intestine, the ideal environment in order to protect the membranes of all cells that make up all of your organs and glands, the pH is 8.4. Any waste from the cells, cellular waste, any waste from respiration, any waste from...
We're having a little bit of a connection issue here, Dr. Young. Are you able to hear me still? All right, we're going to go to break right now, and we will try to get Dr. Young back here. We will be back in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with one of the most important commercials that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 8 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, now you can help in a couple ways. First, get everyone you know to go to my new media platform, frankspeech.com. There you'll find all the footage from my cyber symposium and many other important broadcasts. Also, I am personally doing a new daily live show to get the truth out. It's at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Secondly, I'm offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only available on frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Some technical difficulties. It's what we deal with here. We're doing virtual meetings here. So Dr. Young joining us now. We're talking about his findings on the vials, specifically the vials containing the ingredients known commonly, widely as these COVID-19 vaccines. And we're going to get into those findings now. So we've established, some of the questions that we had regarding who you are and the chain of custody of these particular vials, how many vials were tested, and so on and so forth. The boosters have not been tested yet. So in the vials of Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, what specifically did you find?
Well, a liquid fraction was analyzed and of its chemical and elemental content. And the equipment that's used is called an energy dispersive X-ray spectroscopy, EDS for short. And as it relates to the initial substance, the isolate aqueous solution that we were testing, we found four ingredients, two of which we added a saline solution of 0.9%, approximately 0.45 milligrams. And so, yes, chloride showed up, sodium showed up, but the actual signature for graphene oxide also showed up, which of course is carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen. And so that was the detail on that. In addition, on additional testing of these nanoparticulates, and nano meaning 1/1,000,000th of a meter, we're talking about this graphene oxide that was contained. There are other elements, nanoparticulates, of magnesium oxide and aluminum oxide, which are somewhat troubling because these are the most toxic. They activate. I would think the company would say, yes, they're going to cause a immune response of the lymphocytes, with both T or B, to release either antibodies or to release what are called reactive oxygen species to neutralize this. Here again, that experiment shows that if you take a toxic nanoparticulate or microparticulate, introduce it into the human body, if the body is not suppressed, there'll be a release from the stomach. The white cells will release these reduced oxygen or hydrogen species to neutralize. What you have proven is, yes, the white cells are working because you just got through poisoning yourself. Now, I don't know if that's science or what it is. If you come to the conclusion that you are literally now creating a memory with the lymphocytes to react to this particular isolate, say IV COVID or corona 2 and 19, when there has been no isolation of any virus or any purified virus associated that could be, let's say, associated with these particular symptomologies. So here again, the immunity theory, which it is, doesn't really hold a lot of value in my analysis as it relates to, if you want to provide true immunity, you will support the alkaline design of the body with alkaline compounds. I mean, a lot of those are called antioxidants, but even at that, things that will neutralize chemical or radiation waste.
Have you examined other vaccines in the past?
Yes, the flu vaccine. And it's interesting, this practice of putting in oxides in the nano range has been going on since 2016.
Okay.
So the experimentation on the human race for this particular thing is why, you know, we have, such revolutionary, production of a so-called vaccine in such a short period of time. This research has been going on for some time by the Russians, by the Chinese, by the Americans. And here again, I there's so many paths I could go down as it relates to this when we're talking about electromagnetic pollution and the magnetism of some of these oxides and how they become somewhat active and mobile and disruptive to specific organs and glands. In addition, trypanosoma parasites were also evaluated in the Pfizer vaccine. This may be, claimed as some sort of manufacturing pollutant that got in there. But here again, these types of parasites are not found generally in the Western Hemisphere. So there was a composition of nanoparticulates of carbon, oxygen, and nitrogen, which is the signature for graphite oxide. There was also the aluminum oxide that I've mentioned and the magnesium oxide. Those based on others' research shows to be cytotoxic, genotoxic, and also magnetotoxic.
Is it more important to you, and very short answer here, that there are parasites or graphene oxide in this thing? I mean, what is more dangerous in your opinion?
Well, most dangerous is the theory that I've proposed, based upon the evidence of testing, is the nefarious potential activities of what are these ingredients going to be used for, and how do they interact with 2.4 gigahertz or even higher, where they resonate with the body's frequency at 41.3 gigahertz as it pertains to some of the symptoms that people are experiencing, one of those being loss of balance, dizziness, lightheaded, fever, cough. These are all radiation or chemical poisoning type of symptomologies. And so what really concerns me is a patent that was just issued. The Chinese also have a patent on this as it relates to being able to track this remotely. So what I'm suggesting here is the inoculation is a guise to literally put metallic metals that are potentially magnetic to interact with satellites or cell towers with the human body. In other words, rather than using a cell phone, you can use your body and your cell phone for remotely removing, not removing, but testing, let's say, blood sugars or blood pressure or oxygen levels. Or, and this is what the patent actually suggests that Pfizer took out, that was awarded just last month, August 31st of this year. And here again, in the patent, this is the conclusion that I came to, that it's the very first patent that shows up in a list of about 18,500 for the purpose of contact tracing of all, I believe, all vaccinated humans worldwide who will be or are now connected to the Internet of Things. Kind of like they're connecting cars. You don't have to be a driver. The car is going to be connected. This is done with the same technology that if they can introduce, they being, you know, we don't need to name they, you can come to your own conclusions, but those bad actors or what they're, whatever the government's intention, they can contact trace you and also have a certain degree, if not total control over your body.
Oh, I think it is important that we know who they are. Do you have a definitive answer to that?
I think it's already been stated by others. I mean, I can only use their own words. And if we're talking about Henry Kissinger as it relates to a win-win situation, the country wins because, you know, there's going to be, you know, the doctor wins because they do the treatments. The pharmaceutical companies win because they get paid for the drug that are being supplied. And the world wins because there's going to be a 10 to 15% reduction in population. If we do a good job, 10 to 15% out of the mouth of Unaho, the initials are BG.
Okay. So you suspect unequivocally that this was done intentionally with nefarious purposes that would basically result in a subservient class of people and an elite ruling class. The elites would hold a remote. The subservience would be controlled by said remote, and we will all be hooked, if we're inoculated, to the internet, so that the 5G connectivity thing is no longer conspiracy theory, but as suggested by this patent and as by proven through microscopic examination, the contents are there, the intent is there, the patents are in place, and it's all right out in front of the world for everybody to see.
Yeah, and you know, quoting Henry Kissinger, quote, to reduce the surplus population of useless eaters, close quote.
Yeah.
And to quote a former prime minister, we now are in control of who lives and who dies.
Unbelievable. Bill Gates, by the way, I will not be prohibited from saying his name. He told the whole world that he wishes to depopulate it, that he thinks it's a great idea to depopulate the world. Then he comes up with a substance that now you are supposed to inject into your body. It's not too far-fetched to come to a conclusion on your own.
That's why everyone has to be inoculated.
That's right.
That's why when they have to be the carrier of this mark, and this mark are, you know, cytotoxic, genotoxic, and magnetic toxic substances that will end up in the fatty tissues. And by their own testing, 70 to 80% of that goes to the reproductive organs. For a woman, it's sterilization. For a man, it's reduced sperm count. It's also directed using the nucleic acids. And I wanted to just cover this point very quickly. The nucleic acids is like an express company. It's a delivery truck. They are marked, they're encrypted, and they're coded to go to specific areas of the body to deliver the package. The package is a nanocapsid containing toxic chemicals to deliver 70 to 80% to the reproductive organs, to the bone marrow, and to the heart and the brain. This is where these products are being delivered to. And it's not to help or provide. It's to do, I believe it is, do harm. And it's breathtaking. I hope, Stu, that I am 100% wrong about the intent. But I can see benefit in putting a toxic chemical or inoculation into the body that will it does not provide the homeostasis or the alkaline design in order to maintain the integrity of the cell membrane and its genetic makeup.
Well, I'm not a scientist, but certainly all of the evidence is right there in front of me. I was an investigator, and still I investigate. I'm just investigating a different class of criminals these days. I'm up against a hard break, and I do got to go. I hope that you will come back as we have questions. It's been an honor talking to you, and I appreciate your bravery in coming forward in front of the entire world and for answering all of our questions, what appears to be very truthfully. Thank you, Dr. Robert Young. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with one of the most important commercials that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 8 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, now you can help in a couple ways. First, get everyone you know to go to my new media platform, frankspeech.com. There you'll find all the footage from my cyber symposium and many other important broadcasts. Also, I am personally doing a new daily live show to get the truth out. It's at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Secondly, I'm offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only available on frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code STU or call 800-262-2403 to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
The conversation today seems to be surrounding the light that we are using to shine on the crevice of darkness to watch these cockroaches as they squirm and scatter. These cockroaches are the purveyors of evil. They are Satanists. Deanna Lorraine is here with more proof of that. And unfortunately, as we black pill people, Deanna, we have to continue to provide them with the positive. And the positive is that we are the majority. We see it. The light is being shined on all of these cockroaches, and they are scattering because they know that there's nowhere else to hide.
Right. Exactly. So, the Texas, luckily, thankfully, just passed the heartbeat bill, and they're now allowed to keep it. The Supreme Court did not strike it down last week, which is a big win for those light bearers, those conservatives. And we're really excited about that. So if the heartbeat is detected in Texas, you're not allowed to kill that baby. And you can sue anyone, any citizen can sue anyone who is aiding and abetting an abortion after that period of time. Great for us Christians and conservatives, or anyone who cares about life for that matter. But the Satanists, the leftists are up in arms over it. They really, really are out there fighting for their right to murder their own children. And we also thought that, leftists, most of them are atheists. A lot of them are Satanists. But now they're coming out and just openly say it, because the Satanic Temple has tweeted this just a few days ago. They tweeted that the Texas abortion bill infringes on their right to kill their own children, and it impedes their right to have a satanic ritual abortion. And they're now saying that abortion is a satanic ritual. It's so disgusting. But let me just read the tweet so I don't misspeak.
Right out in the wide open. They're just saying, no, you can't deny us our Satanist rights.
Right. So the Satanic Temple, they tweeted this: abortion laws in Texas violate our religious rights, and the Satanic Temple has taken legal action. If Texas judges abide by the Constitution and legal precedent, then those who share our deeply held beliefs will be exempt from the state's inappropriate efforts to restrict access to abortion services. That's my best satanic accent. And they go on to state that they declared what is a satanic abortion ritual. And I hope you're not eating right now, but it describes in detail what a satanic abortion ritual is. And it's via abortion. And they're supposed to read like the seventh tenet and the third tenet of the Satanic Temple guidebook while they're having the abortion. And they're supposed to affirm to themselves that they're not doing anything wrong, that they're growing in confidence as they do this. And they're making this choice for themselves and nobody else. And, you know, you can read it. It's actually at the Gateway Pundit, and Jack Posobiec tweeted it as well. But it goes in detail talking about why it's, you know, it's not necessarily, you know, persuading women to have abortions. But if they do have an abortion, they are taking responsibility for themselves. They're claiming that abortion and their right to have abortion while they're reading this third tenet and fifth tenet of the Satanic Temple. So it's pretty disgusting. And it just shows, you know, the Satanism is all about do as thou wilt. Right. Have no regard for anybody else, but do whatever the heck you want to do.
Right.
And it's all about self-absorption. It's all about selfishness. And you can see it right here very clearly. It's not about my body, my choice, because it's someone else's body. It's a baby's body. Yeah. And this, as we already knew that, again, Satanists were using abortion as child sacrifice and a ritual. But now they're just openly declaring it. They're not even hiding it anymore. And last thing I'll add is, remember when disgusting Governor Cuomo of New York, he lit up the World Trade Center in pink to celebrate the passing of the reproductive bill, which allows abortion up until birth. And we had all the leftists and women going around in pussy hats celebrating that that was just such a win for women's rights. This is who these people are, Stu. This is how sick and satanic these people are. They celebrate the fact that you can kill your own baby after it's born. So it's not a surprise here that they're just openly declaring it even further.
Wow. You know, there's just no other way to say this other than I am so happy to be alive in these times.
Yeah.
These extraordinary times where we get to witness God work. And we get to see what he really meant in the Old Testament about dealing with these people, because we're going to watch this victory firsthand, and it is going to be amazing. We are part of it. We are the plan.
We're part of the revolution. We got to pray for them, not just, you know, throw venom at them like they do to us, but pray for them that they wake up, that they have eyes and ears to wake up and see the truth and see the lies that the enemy is spewing at them.
Yeah. I pray that they can be saved, but I'm perfectly imperfect, and I doubt some of that. Deanna Lorraine, you can find her book. It's called Taking Back America, which is what we're doing right now. And you can find that at DeannaLorraine.com. Dear, thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you.
For a limited time, Mike is offering his queen-size premium MyPillow for just $29.98. Just go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STU or call 800-262-2403 and be sure to use promo code STU.
Something brand new over at StuPeters.tv, your ability to go premium plus. What does that mean? You'll get rid of all of the ads. No more ads at StuPeters.tv. Plus, some of these guests that we have on the program, I call them every once in a while, just out of the blue, maybe in my boxer shorts, you know, chilling by the campfire, something. Call them on FaceTime and we screen record it. We screen record it and then we put those candid conversations that we don't have time for here on the program due to time constraints of programming. And then we put those conversations up there. It's really interesting getting to know these people on more of a personal level. So make sure to go to StuPeters.tv and sign up for Premium Plus. Super important. It's like $5 a month, $10 a month, something like that. Super cheap. Very affordable. And I know a lot of people are losing their jobs. I know a lot of people are dealing with financial constraints. I get it. If you're not able to, trust me, you're not missing any real content. This is just kind of cool extra stuff if you can afford it. And if you so choose to support the platform in that regard. Also, stay healthy, my friends. I trust Dr. Zev Zelenko, and I trust his protocol that it works. So go to ZStackProtocol.com. Again, ZStackProtocol.com. That's my public service announcement for today. We kind of stayed away from the ads here. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way that you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it. May they be tied to it. May they be forced to it. But here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. And remember, one day they're going to come for the car. And when they do, save the radar.